Amen. So, it was very interesting to try and work out a sermon within less than a day, finding out yesterday that I was going to be teaching today as the rabbi's out. So, with that, let's see what the Lord has for us today. Amen. And today, we're talking about faith and works. And I don't think it's coincidental that I'll be talking about what I've been studying this week and we're having in our apologetics class. It works out that way, and it goes in line with what we've read this morning in our Torah portion. So with that, it's interesting to see that even in the throughout the scripture, we see that works prove faith, and faith is shown by works. We've read just now with Abraham, showing his faithfulness to God when God told him to sacrifice his only son Isaac upon the altar. He went ahead and did it. Now, did he keep in mind of the promise of God saying that I will bless you with many offspring and I'll bless your offspring and your descendants after you? He could have kept that in mind and known, like, okay, this could be, maybe God is, you know, put me to the test. Or maybe he didn't think about it and just thought, all right, it's a hard task, but the Lord will provide. And that's exactly what happened. He goes up to the altar with his son, and his son says, Father, here's the altar. Here's our necessary items for the sacrifice. But where is the sacrifice? And Abraham says, the Lord will provide for himself a sacrifice. And so, as soon as Abraham was about to sacrifice his son, the angel of the Lord comes and says, stop. And we all know that a ram came out, had his, according to what I understand, there was a ram or a lamb stuck in the bushes, and that was the provided sacrifice. The Lord will provide for himself a sacrifice. Same with, you see the faith with works. And works, you know, showing faith through works is shown through, as we read also with Rahab. She showed that she is on God's side by providing for God's army instead of the army of Jericho. And she was saved. And we see it throughout scriptures that those who continue to walk diligently for the Lord are with their faith are saved, and knowing that we're not saved by works, we're saved by our belief, our faith in God, that He provides for us the way of salvation through the way of the Messiah. It's shown through scripture upon study after study, okay, this is the way it is. And of course the Messiah is going to return and make everything new, everything fresh, everything good. For God works all things together for good for those who love the Lord. And we've seen that. I can share many testimonies, either myself or of others, of that happening. And it's been proven over and over again. So as I was saying, all of Scripture is faith that is shown by works. For the love we have for Yeshua, the Messiah, should cause us to live out the commands and teachings of the Lord. For those that love Yeshua, obey Him. I remember in Yeshua speaking with his disciples, you know, talking to, I believe it was Peter. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Then go and take care of my sheep. Three times he said this in three different ways. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Then go and take care of my sheep. Yeshua is telling him there, you love me, take care of the flock, take care of the people. Because that is what His calling is. Same to us. God tells us to go forth and make disciples of all nations, in whatever way that may be. Some of us are artists. Some are hard workers in, like, you know, physical labor. Heavy labor. Light labor. You know, some are good behind a cash register at a bank. Maybe that somehow there's ministry in there. Others are good with stocking shelves at a grocery store. Yeah. And, you know, I must say that God has blessed me with that. Yes. And it works. And people are being reached out to. So Baruch Hashem for words of encouragement there. And, you know, some are called into the military. Others are called with woodwork. Whatever your calling is, whatever your skills are, it's good to continue using those, working with what we have for the Lord. As we continue to do that, the Lord will either bless us with other works that we didn't know we would have, or other works that we were hoping we could have, or He'll keep us going with what we're doing now. As we continue working unto Him, He'll continue to bless us with things that we need. You know, whether it be strength, more love for people, more wisdom. All in all, He does promise us gifts in heaven. And the most important thing, He promises us eternal life. And that's the important part, is that we have that eternal life. And then after that, we say, okay, Lord, thank You for the eternal life in heaven with You. I'm going to go and live my life for You because You're worthy of it all. You gave Your everything, why shouldn't we give our everything? And that's basically the life of the follower of the Messiah. It's a good way of living. And I'll tell you, there are times where I've fallen back. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go my own way instead of following God's way. My parents were a witness to this. Oh, Dave, you know. But this is a scary thing. I'll just keep it short and sweet, but basically, as soon as I woke up, or God woke me up, or somebody said a word or something, basically anything happened to get me back in line with following God. Okay, well, I got to get rid of some stuff that I picked up on that ungodly life, and I got to live this godly lifestyle. That's what I need to do, because that is what God has called us to do. And if we love God, we will obey His commands. The Messiah says that Himself. He says, if you love Me, Christ speaking, or Messiah speaking, if you love Me, you will keep My commands. And we find that He's also referred to the Shema as well, which is found in Deuteronomy chapter 6, 4 through 5, and Leviticus 19:18. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your resources, and love your neighbor as yourself. We just recited this earlier. As we recite it, whether it be every Shabbat, every day, it should be implanted in our hearts and in our minds. We've got to keep this focused. It's hard. Remember a couple weeks ago, we had to write down names for people who were having trouble, you know, showing love to. And it was kind of cool writing down those names. And the names that I wrote down, like, all right, as much as I know I'm supposed to love this person, I need to love them more. And no matter who this person is, whether they be really annoying or really rude, or rude and annoying, we still have to love on them. And with that, it'll change their life. It'll change their mindset. Because they'll say, okay, there's a lot of strange people in the world, but this person, they continue to love me. And there are many times they could have punched me in the face, but they didn't. Instead, they just continue to love me and be gentle. You know, be a gentle person. What was it about that person? And then they look back and, you know, hopefully they remember, oh, that person, they were a follower of Christ. They were a follower of the Messiah. There must be something in that following of the Messiah. I want part of that. I want to be a loving person. How do I be a loving person? Then they would seek and find love, and find that God is love, and that His love is the truest love of all. I'll say that it's been, about a week or so since we wrote in those old hearts, and a week at work. Relationships with people have changed. The people may not have changed. Maybe I changed. I don't know. But I can say personally, it's hard to work on alone. But with God, all things are possible. So with that, as long as we keep giving our issues to the Lord and saying, all right, Lord, please take care of these things and show me what I need to do. For example, am I the one that needs to have the changed heart? Please change my heart. We continue to pray that, you know, and pray for the other person's heart as well, and receive that changing of heart, and you'll see the growth. That's also about living a godly lifestyle. Our actions speak louder than our words. That is, our obedience, our works speak louder than what we teach or preach? Are we practicing what we preach out there in the world, in our homes? That's the first important thing, is allowing that heart change so that we can have that lifestyle. It can be a scary thing, you know, living the godly lifestyle, because there are times where change will happen, of course. Things happen. You know, you go out the front door, you go driving down the road. Who knows if there's some crazy person not paying attention because they got a new cell phone and they almost hit you. I didn't do that, thank God. But no, let's say that happens, you know, or let's say you don't think about it and you're changing the radio station while driving. It could be a scary thing, driving down the road. But if we continue to stay focused upon where we need to go, upon what we're doing, and not let distractions get in the way, it'll be all right. And it could be a scary thing going to work. I don't know if this will be my last day at work. I don't know what's going to happen, Lord. I don't know if I'm going to get promoted. That kind of change can be scary too. You know, I don't know if I'm going to move someplace better. That could be scary. But we need not fear, because as we're following God, He will provide us with our needs. He will show us where we need to go. In Joshua 1:9, it says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear, nor be dismayed, nor discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." I must say, it's been since the beginning of this year, a lot of change has happened. Within 8 months, a lot of change has happened in my house where I live and in my lifestyle. People have told me that I've changed quite a bit. And even my relationship with people. Some people who I thought would be really close would stay, but didn't. Others who I thought, oh, I don't know where they're going to go, maybe they'll just move on and go somewhere else, they stay and remain a true friend. Things like that. But I will say, as scary as it is, you know that saying, it's always greener on the other side? That might be. Are we talking about a grassy hill? You got to go up the hill to go down onto the grassy side. So he's going up the hill. It's scary. You don't know what's on the other side. Okay, I'm trusting in the Lord. He's promising abundant life. He's promising me good things. I just got to trust in the Lord. It doesn't look like it, Lord. It looks like there's just a bunch of fire and storm and chaos ahead. Are you sure it's okay? Remember, chaos may last through the night, but joy arrives in the morning. As we're continuing going forward and serving the Lord and loving on the Lord and being encouraged and being of good courage. As we continue on, marching forward, we get through that storm. We get through the eye of the storm. We get through the rest of the storm. And then, when the storm is gone, God is there. He's always been there. And God reveals Himself to us. Thank you, Lord, for your peace. Thank you, Lord, for being here and following through with your promises. I look forward to that day when we are all together, praising the Lord, giving Him all the glory, and worshiping Him much more than what we are doing here on earth. You can only imagine what it will be like when we get to heaven and worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth much more than down here, and seeing with our eyes what is going on and seeing what He has done for us and is doing and will be doing. It's an amazing thing, and it's a great thing to stay encouraged. One thing I know for sure about staying encouraged is staying in the Word, meditating upon the Word day and night, spending time in prayer and thanksgiving with the Lord and praise with the Lord, and fellowshipping with each other. The Scripture says not to neglect the fellowship of one another. It's good to spend time together, to enjoy each other's company, and to continue speaking words of encouragement or words of teaching with each other. And it's good to study the Word with each other, or even just sit down and have a nice meal together, or a nice hike up into the mountains. Or if you're a beach person or an ocean person, that's sailing out on the ocean or walk along the beach, whatever it is, God gave us this world to enjoy the creation that He's made. Now, of course, it's, as we all know, not to worship the creation and take part of the worldly events that would go on in the world, but to take part in the creation, to take part in the world, as in getting good exercise with hiking the mountain or or you know, sailing the ocean blue, you know, or getting some good food by going out and hunting or foraging from you know different fruits and trying different foods, whatever the case may be, or growing different herbs and trying out like, okay, I wonder what kind of spices I can make with these herbs and these spices, or what, how can I make this steak taste better? Trying things like that. You know, enjoying the good things in life that God has given us. Enjoying the little things that He blesses us with. Brings about much blessing and brings about that joy. We sense more of that joy when we enjoy the Lord's creation. And with that, we should continue to bless the Lord and glorify His name with these things and continue to thank Him for all these things that He's blessed us with. And of course, going back to going out and sharing words of encouragement and being a light in this world and sharing the love of God with others and letting our actions speak louder than words, there's one verse that comes to mind, which is in 2 Timothy 1:7. You are not given a spirit of timidity, but of power, love, and sound judgment. Some translations also say discipline. And self-control is another trait that we have for following the Lord. Upon these things, we shouldn't be timid. We shouldn't be fearful. Oh, I don't know what they're going to do to me. I don't know what they're going to say when I tell them that I'm a believer of the Messiah, or that I go to synagogue on Shabbat, or that I go to Bible studies throughout the week. I don't know what they're going to say or do when I tell them that Jesus loves them, when I tell them Yeshua loves them, when I tell them that there is a God and He is real and He loves each and every person. Don't worry. That's not from God. That's either from the devil or yourself or both. So put those thoughts aside. Say, no, I'm not going to believe that. Those are lies. I shouldn't be timid. I have the power and love and sound judgment that the Lord has given me. So I'm going to use these because I love God and I want the very best for God's name, and I want the very best for others to also receive the love of God. And of course, a blessing for myself wouldn't hurt either. The Lord promises it, why shouldn't we ask for it and receive it? So all glory and praise and honor belong to our Lord God Almighty, who blesses us with every good thing. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. So with that, we're cutting service short today, at least this portion, but I would encourage you all to stay in fellowship and enjoy one another's company, and to have a great time. And let's enjoy some food and drink. God bless you.